I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Please, you know it's funny all the time. Oh my god, super nice. L-I-L, not the nymph of
life.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Lil Show London Improv Live, your weekly improv comedy earhole injection, hosted by me, Talal Karkuti, Talalabankar Kutables, T-Bone, T-Boz, T-Biz. I'm not going to spell that for you. And yes, Piscatawny Phil has confirmed for us as we record this morning. He popped his head out and said, nope, not for me. Went back inside, and it's 3 more weeks of winter, yes. Ladies and gentlemen. Six more weeks of winter?
I think it's 6 more weeks.
Damn.
I think it's either 6 or nothing.
I had my hopes high.
No in between.
Well, that's just in America, or is that the whole world?
Justin Punxsutawney. Yeah. I don't think anyone else gives any credence.
Punxsutawney, not Piscatawny. What's Piscatawny?
Piscatawny.
That's a thing.
Sounds foody. Not my Italian.
Right in, let us know. Welcome to the Lil Show. Who have we got in the room with us today? Let's just go round. Here we go. Ray. Right, Riley Madensi is here.
What's up, everybody? It's me.
Hey, Riley. Hey. From bloody other people's children.
That's me.
How are you guys getting on?
We are, we broke
Come
up.
Do your show at my bar.
You're going to do this on air?
Come on.
This is a nice
just
way to
do
run
it. It's not too far. It's not too far.
It's
just
very
do it.
Far. Do you know where Hangalang is? It's very
it's
far out.
It's on
there.
The central line.
Yeah, but like.
Central
It's also
line.
On the Northern Circular.
Yeah.
Which is very.
North Circular, mate.
Well, that shows you. Nobody knows what it is.
Yeah, but it's easy to get to from anywhere in London.
If you're in an Uber and you're willing to pay £30
to get there. Central line. How many times have I said it?
Everybody is based in the north. I'm out that way. I understand. It's close for me. For them, it's a good 45 minutes to get out there. Well, we're talking about building an audience.
Think about what
I pack a lunchbox when I go.
You son of a bitch.
There you go.
You rotten bastard.
What do you think of, think of the perks you'll get, though. Okay, it's far. What are the perks you'll get?
You tell me.
Okay,
you're selling it to me. Don't
people
make
from
me list
people
the
from all over London have equal ease to get to the venue. Yeah, it's on the central line. It's a nice bar. I work there. I'll always look after you guys. You've got a nice big room.
Okay.
it's a nice place. The drinks are cheap as hell, and the pizzas are amazing.
I've heard this.
And we'll do deals for you guys. We'll do happy hour drinks for all your audience members if they have a little stamp on their hand. Or, drinking a pizza for this price or something like that.
All right, talk to my agent.
All right, I'll talk to him. Riley, welcome back. It's good to have you back, brother.
It's great to be back.
Thank you very much. Next to you, James Lelacheur.
Hello.
James Lelacheur.
Very good pronunciation. Oh,
I keep thinking it's a French name. It's not a French name.
It's Guernsey, eh? Yeah.
From Notflix.
None of the finesse.
From Notflix.
Yes, soon to be. I don't know if I can announce it yet because... so this is fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a swing for the UK tour.
Well, in case we can't, let me do that again. James Lelacheur from Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Yes, indeed. Formerly, yes.
How many months were you in that run?
I was in that for 15 months.
Bloody hell. Amazing. Congratulations.
Cheers.
You're going to have amazing big things in front of you. First time on the show.
Yes.
Welcome.
Very excited.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. And we're going to have some fun. And who else? Let's finish this off in round robin style. Robin Milton is here.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
I'm good. Let's say his name in round robin. So as soon as I say Robin... you say Robin, and I'll say Milton. And as soon as he says Robin, you say Robin. Okay, and then we'll go around in a three like that. Let's see if that works, yeah? Okay, Robin, Milton. No, you're going to say Robin the same time I say Milton. And then you say Milton same time as James says Milton.
Okay.
Yeah, you get it?
Nope, but I'll try.
Okay. Robin.
Milton.
No. You say Robin after I say Robin. Okay.
Wait, after you say Robin?
So like, yeah.
When you're saying Milton.
You say Robin.
Great.
And then when you say Milton, James is going to be saying Robin.
Easy peasy.
And when James is saying Milton, I'm going to be saying Robin.
We're wasting time here. I'm ready to
okay.
do it.
Okay. Robin Milton.
Robin. This intro is going to be the show.
Did the states not do the round? Is that a thing?
Like Riley, it's your last chance. Robin. Milton.
Robin.
You didn't say Milton.
What else is it? You're meant to say Milton. All right, me, James, and Robin try it.
All right, cool.
Robin.
Robin Milton.
Hi.
From the Yayas, the most popular improv troupe in London.
The one show, Get Out While You Can.
I missed them.
I know, they're great.
We did two shows, and I was in one of them.
You were? Were you in one of them?
I was in one of them.
I wasn't in that one, so I don't
okay. Were you in the first one?
I was in the first one. And that's the only one that matters.
What are you doing now?
Not doing that. We have I've actually started a comedy night, which I can called 4 & 20 Presents in Queen's Road. It's on bi-monthly. It just had one on Tuesday. Next one will be in March. So check it out. I'll give you some more stuff to sell later
at the
on.
End.
Yeah.
I see that poster.
Is that to do with?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Is that to do with smoking weed?
Yeah,
smoking weed. 4 & 20. No. Well,
you know that's confusing, right?
Yeah. Well, I like. That's why I had to leave it slightly, you know, aloof and mysterious.
You're gonna have loads of stoners turn up. Yeah. Well, luckily they don't get very angry.
Yeah,
well,
I'm coming.
Ages to get there. It's actually a twist. Okay, it's called the Blackbird Bakery, and you know the famous nursery rhyme.
4 & 20 blackbirds coming out of the pie.
Baked in a pie.
Baked in a pie. Sorry, not coming. They do come out.
They do come out. They fly. It's a terribly made pie, isn't it? I mean, obviously it hasn't been heated at all.
But good for the blackbirds.
Well, very good for the blackbirds. Obviously a nice... Maybe they were two originally and just... They're bred.
I mean, that's a long time in a pie.
Blackbird, have you any pie?
Found sustenance.
One of those pies that evolves and gets better the longer you leave it. There's more meat in this now.
I think the idea is they're all meant to lay eggs in the pie.
Oh, is that how it
and
is?
And then once it's ready... Yeah.
Oh, then
you put all the birds in there, yeah, and they all like fuck. So they all like have sex and lay eggs.
Is
yeah,
an analogy
it's very
about
macabre.
And then yeah. when and as the eggs get laid, the volume of mass within the pie increases, and as that trend continues, the eggs get crushed. Yeah, and
then I see there comes a breaking point.
Yeah,
literally.
And then the body heat of the birds cooks the eggs very slowly. So this whole thing takes about 3 months.
That's a lot of eggshells.
And then after 3 months, you cut the top off.
You skim it.
And then you've got a blackbird terrine quiche.
There you go. And that's a slight... That's you let behind the curtain into all Michelin-style restaurants.
That's how Tudor's cooked.
Yeah.
They used life to cook.
Used life.
I think we all used life
they
to
were
cook.
They were an innovative bunch. The Romans of their time.
All right, guys. Shall we get started?
Please.
Is
that not what we've done? Is that not what we're doing?
That's it.
And we're not even starting yet. We need to do our warm-up first.
There are many angry blackbirds right now.
Let's do a nice warm-up. Let's do a stretch and share, shall we?
Yeah.
There we go. So the way this works, ladies and gentlemen, we each take turns. We pick a stretch, and the rest of the group copies the stretch. And as we're stretching, the person who picked the stretch will share something. An opinion, a story, something that's happened to them, something they're angry about, something they're happy about. And the idea is the stretch will help our bodies warm up and relax, get into the zone, and the sharing will help our minds come together in harmony. And then we can go forth and create improv platinum. Who would like to be the first to share?
I'd love to share.
Oh, fine. Go ahead, my friend. Pick a stretch.
Let's, why don't we stretch out these triceps first? Get that right above the head. Now, I'd love to share with you, very, very gassy today. Very gassy, and it's all coming out the attic, which I was like, that's good. Swap arms? It's good, because it's not like I'm going to have a microphone in my mouth for the next 2 hours recording my every noise that comes out of me, so just wanted to make sure we have a nice disclaimer on the top there to let everybody know, and release.
That felt great.
And I'm going to entirely fail to raise the tone, staying with the toilet theme. Shall we do this one with... There we
intertwining
go.
The wrists,
wow.
Clasping
wrists,
the fingers,
and then turning,
twisting the arms,
turning out.
Definitely.
Yeah, oh. my story is.
Ow, that hurts.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Don't worry about me, Carrie.
Try it the other way. Yeah, my story from today. Yeah. I saw a local newspaper headline.
Bad.
They're great for crazy headlines, local newspapers, which said one-way system for sewage work, and obviously. What it meant became clear very quickly, but what I first thought was, well, they've clearly been trying a two-way system for the sewage work, and in my mind that was just a geyser of human waste coming up from...
I thought it was
an advertising campaign against anal sex. Trying to get kids to stop doing anal sex.
What?
Sewage only works one way.
One way, baby.
I see. No, I imagine that people tried, you know, the old two-way system on the lab and gone, no, this isn't for me.
What, like pooping in each end of the pipe?
No, we're just saying, like, so it could come back out whenever it fancies.
It returns.
Yeah.
Okay. Renewable.
Oh, that meal was really repeating on me.
Yeah, it turns out they just had to do some work on the sewage network and very boring. Very boring indeed.
That's good share. Good
Namaste.
Share. Thank you, James.
Namaste.
I would like to share with you guys. Let's first of all think of a stretch, shall we? Let's do the same hands again, but this time behind. Mm. Let's focus on, because our back is just as important as our front.
Yeah, let's
not forget, they all go together. The back ends up where the front begins.
Two-way sewage system.
Well, indeed. My story is, I was thinking today, my girlfriend is currently subletting. I won't tell you where.
Leicester.
in Leicester. It's a long bloody travel to here. She's subletting, and she is. She was very insistent this morning that I do not leave the heating on. Because obviously, apparently, it's quite expensive in London to have heating. Mm. And of course, I forgot. So the heating is currently now blasting away.
No. You're in so much trouble.
At top level.
You're in trouble. Everything. But she doesn't currently know.
I'm going to let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking about, would it be worth it? If there's a regular occurrence, because I've done this before, and there was a stretch where my phone flat, where I'd left.
Stretch.
I left the heating on. Yeah, see, tying it all back together, which you're not doing. Right?
Sorry.
There we go.
I was drinking.
Whether it's worth to have a service where you can hire someone to go and turn your heating off for you.
There's an app for that now.
Is there? Because that's, if there is, I need it.
It's called the Hive.
Get the Hive. Yeah.
It really?
It's very expensive.
Because I reckon it's a fund. Really?
Yeah, to get this stuff installed.
But heating in London, remember? Yeah. I mean, our bill the other in December was outrageous.
Yeah.
And a good 5 days of that was spent no one in the house.
Yeah.
You just have just someone pop in.
As thrilling as this is, let's wrap it up, yeah?
I just want it. That's all I need.
Someone's
going to steal that.
I'm just thinking about the listener here. They can't be that interested.
How fucking dare you?
Why is it called the Hive? That's what I want to know. Why is it called the Hive?
I didn't name it. I guess it's like a beehive thing.
Bees are very good at heating things up.
Very good. They kill people by heating things up.
They kill hornets by heating them.
Boom!
Yeah, by vibrating. That's what the blackbirds do to the egg to make the quiche. That's what I was saying earlier.
Because they can survive 1 degree more than the hornets. That's so they just vibrate.
Yeah, what film is that from?
What?
That's from a movie.
No,
someone describing how the bees kill the hornets.
Oh, do you know what it might be? But like, I remember seeing that and going, oh, it's that fact.
Yeah.
I thought it was common knowledge.
It's Japanese bees and hornets. And yeah, the bees can survive 1 degree higher than the hornet.
That's why the British bees, if a hornet comes in, they're buggered.
They're buggered.
But if it's a Japanese hive, the hornet's fucked.
Well.
So
I must stay there. Okay.
Choose your friends wisely.
Yeah.
Your mundane share did lead to something interesting.
I told you, from all things.
Okay. Let's, for my share, my stretch, let's do ankle turns. Okay. So everyone raise one ankle, turn it 5 ways one way, 5 ways the other way, and then do it with the other ankle. And I guess I'll share this. I should. It's kind of been the elephant in the room for the last several episodes. But you might have noticed I've been hosting the show on my own pretty consistently. I'm sad, very sad to announce that Alex Sivright has left the show.
R.I.P.
If you haven't figured it out by now. Not R.I.P, he's out, he's up and kicking, he's doing his thing. And I'm really sad, he was a huge part of this show and a big part of me elevating this show to something I was very proud of. And Luke is still officially part of the show. He's just busy being a dad at the moment. He will be back as soon as the kid, in about 18 years roughly. I just want to say, Alex, you're always welcome, man. Come visit whenever. No hard feelings. We're going to miss you, Al. And if you're out there listening, send him a message and give him some love. I wish him all the best. And that was my stretch and share.
Namaste.
Namaste.
That was heartfelt, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it. I love the guy, man.
Dare I ask where he is now?
Yeah, he's... I don't know. I don't know.
He couldn't care less.
He's doing his thing. It's now like he started a new podcast.
The police.
With Lee Brace and Harry Hardy and Cass Ho. I think it's called Pride and Joy. Mm. It's on SoundCloud currently. Pride and Joy. Look that up. Let me know if it's any good. And then I'll listen to it if it is. And that was Stretch and Share.
Stretch and Share.
Stretch and Share.
Time for Newsish, the first official improv portion of the show. I read a news story from the week, we talk about the news story from the week, and then we do some improv based on what we talked about, inspired by that news story from the week. However, unlike usual, I'm not going to give you a choice of news stories. I'm not going to actually even read you a bloody news story. I can't be arsed. James, what have you got for us?
Well, this one is it's a news story from recent times. The Collins English Junior Dictionary has recently dropped a load of words.
The Junior Dictionary?
The Junior
Dictionary. So that's marketed for kids.
For kids, yeah. Okay. They've dropped a load of nature-related words. I think acorn, adder, that's conker, that's another one that's gone. And I kind of think kids have the most mileage from those words, surely. Mm, mm. Conkers, certainly. Adder, I would hope that kids knew what an adder was, since adders can kill children. Yeah. it would be a sad state of affairs if a kid ran home saying, "Mummy, I got bitten by something." "Oh, what? I don't know." Dead.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, there's
and not just the danger aspect of it, the wonder and being able to identify the things you find out in the forest.
Well, that's
and in
why
the
people
parks.
Are up in arms, but I was thinking slightly more obliquely.
I mean, surely it's by the same token, those kids can now think of something wonderfully creative for you know,
to
new
call
words.
Something. Because
they want to become like a habala.
What would you call an adder?
It's a snake. A black snake.
Did they say why they took them out? They ran out of space?
Yeah, I think it's a space thing, because it's been kind of replaced with a load of...
So the deletions include acorn, adder, ash, beech, bluebell, buttercup, catkin, conker, cowslip, cygnet, dandelion, fern, hazel, heather, heron, ivy, kingfisher, lark, mistletoe, nectar, newt, otter, pasture.
You've literally described my childhood there.
Yeah,
that's weird. I think of the ideal childhood, a childhood I wish I had, which was living out in the countryside every day just... going out into the woods and running about with my mates and picking up bugs and looking at stuff and drawing sketches of them. Like, that's the childhood I wish I had.
I literally had a crossword clue in the Guardian yesterday, and heron was the answer, and it was a grey or white long-tailed, long-legged bird.
So
I
would
never have got that had it not been for that entry.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about what words are replacing these. It's going to be things like dank, fleek, woke, and stuff. And these are words that kids already know because they're learning them online. But there's a trend with dictionaries. They often add a new word every year and they pick something that's internet-related or something. Mm. It's like, these are words we know what they mean.
We should be teaching
us interesting words that should be brought back into the vocabulary.
If I were writing a children's dictionary, I would put in words I wouldn't have any... kind of notion that they would know.
Like, that's what I found fascinating as a kid.
Mellifluous.
Yeah. I would sit and flick through a dictionary for hours as a kid.
Passing. Yeah.
Just look at crazy hours is an exaggeration, but what's that word again?
Mellifluous.
Mellifluous. Yeah, that actually really upsets me, that story.
Yeah.
What does mellifluous mean?
It's well, your voice. It's very, very mellifluous. It's pleasing hourly.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Thanks, James.
Pleasure.
How do you guys feel? Angry? Happy?
Yeah, pissed off, man.
Annoyed. It's just a
does
shame.
It matter though? It doesn't fucking matter.
Fuck
that.
It's not like they're fake words they're taking out where it's like, we're taking away the word laptop. You're like, okay. But it's like, there's an acorn. You're taking away the word acorn out of a goddamn dictionary?
Yeah, how far away is it before God actually takes away acorns? Because they're not relevant. Yeah. Like, they're actually
like, there's no
God.
Word for it. So.
Well, no one knows what it is, so I might as well just get rid of these things.
It's Orwellian is what it is.
Yeah.
It's like newspeak.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's great. There's fewer words we have to learn. Banging.
One more question. Why would you, as a parent, buy a kid a junior dictionary anyway? Is it simply those really extreme conservatives who don't want their kids to see swear words?
Yeah, you can't look up vagina or masturbate.
Is that the only reason? Why does a junior dictionary exist?
As I think Blackadder pointed out, who uses a dictionary for anything but looking up rude words?
True story.
Yeah.
True story, except for the lies.
I did try to look up porn one time when I was 7 or 8. I was like, I'm looking at a dictionary. I'm like, I'm looking up what porn means. And I didn't know how to spell it. And I flicked through forever trying to figure out. I was like, it must be like some weird French word with an AU or something like that. And I couldn't find
silent,
it.
Silent T.
So I never found it. I never found porn until I was about 22 years old. Anyway, it's a long story, but Hello?
Hi there, I'm selling encyclopedias in your neighbourhood and I was wondering if you might be interested in buying a volume or two of the latest edition of Britannica's Encyclopedia.
But that's all right, we have the internet. Thanks very much, though.
Oh God, another film. Didn't even give me a chance to show him the book. All right, let's try the next one.
Hello?
Hi there, yes, I'm selling encyclopedias in your neighbourhood and I was wondering if yourself or any of your family might be interested in buying a volume or two.
I'm not a paedophile.
Sir, this is nothing to do with... Well, paedophile is a one of the words...
I'm not a paedophile!
No, you're not a paedophile.
I'm not opening this door.
Okay, I'm an adult, and if you were a paedophile... Well, I wouldn't say I'd be happy to... Okay, I'll just...
Are you still here?
Okay, bye! Oh, God, what the fuck?
Hello?
Hi there, yes, I'm selling encyclopedias in your neighbourhood.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh!
That's amazing.
Is it a paedophile?
No, sir, that's next door.
We've got
I'm not a paedophile!
Can I just come in?
We've got a table with a bit of a gammy leg. It'd be great. Stuff it under there.
Sort
it right out.
But the encyclopedias have so many more uses than to prop up a wonky table. You know, you can teach your children about the wonders of the world.
Oh, aye. How?
By opening the pages and reading within, you'll find explanations, descriptions, and historical facts and etymology of all sorts of wonders of this world.
Is that what encyclopedias are?
Yes.
I always thought they were just, you know, stacks of paper bound by leather.
Technically, that's also correct.
Well, that'd be why then.
Like, if we flick through to the E section of this book
yes.
And I find the word encyclopedia...
Oh, I wouldn't want my children doing E now. That would be very, very, very wrong.
No, ma'am, this isn't the drug E. This is actually the letter E from the alphabet.
I see. I'm with you. I'm on board. Carry on.
Mummy.
Yes,
my flippers are hurting.
Your flippers are hurting?
My flippers. Flippers are hurting.
Oh, those are feet, love. Those are feet. They're different.
Oh.
Yes, here, have a look at this. I'll just find F.
Oh, who are you?
Hi, I'm
It's just a stranger who I've invited into our home. Charlie, say hello.
Oh, hello.
Charlie, that's a nice name.
It's a lovely name.
How old are you, Charlie?
I'm 14.
Would you like to know...
He's slow for his age.
Would you like to know some famous Charlies that have existed throughout the ages?
What are ages?
Okay, let's start there. Okay, I'll just get this A chapter out, shall I? Look at this. A. Ages. Ages. No, it's not there.
This person's taking a long time. I wish I had a word for how long they were taking.
I know, it's terrible, isn't it, Charlie?
It's not there. Neither is Acorn. Okay, well, Charlie. Famous Charlies.
Yes.
Yeah, let me find you. Have you ever heard of Charlie Chaplin?
Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, he was fantastic physical comedian from back in the day. Here, let's get the C book out, shall we? Here we go, C. Charlie Chaplin. Chaplin. Charizard. Huh?
Oh, like Charizard.
They're good, aren't they?
Mm.
Yeah, breathe fire and
they
all that.
They do, yeah.
Churros.
Do you have the books always this size for all the letters? You're a very strong man.
Chaplin used to be in here, sir, and it seems that they've enlarged all the text, and this whole thing is just about Charizard. Back at head office. Yes, thanks for seeing me, Mr. Butler. I've been trying to sell your encyclopedias, and... you seem to have taken a lot of the stuff out of here.
Oh, yes. They were very baggy, weren't they? We had to get rid of a lot of the words. A lot of the words the children know already. There's no point in them learning them again.
The books aren't any smaller. You've just enlarged all the text in them.
Oh, yes. Easier to read. We found that better with our younger and our older demographics.
I was this close to making a sale today. And I was about to sell a little boy a book who'd never heard of Charlie Chaplin. I was about to teach him about Charlie Chaplin, and it wasn't in there.
Well,
and you dedicated 400 pages of an encyclopedia to a bloody fictional Pokemon doodah.
That's what the children want to learn about. And if you try this Chaplin method again, you know, we'll have to call in HR because, obviously, as a registered paedophile, we have to keep track of...
Oh, that's behind me!
Well, it could be in front of you as well. We've got a very close eye on you.
You know Chaplin was a paedophile.
Charlie Chaplin was a paedophile.
I'm of the greats.
Tell me about that. I must have missed that in the bio. Yes, come in, please.
Hey, man, Mr. Baker. Baker?
That's right.
Butler.
Butler, it doesn't matter.
I'm a baker, but my name is Butler, so I respond to both.
I just wanted to say the Pokemon move, absolutely fantastic.
Who the fuck are you?
I managed to shift 12 off the shelf.
Who are you?
Shut up, pedophile, I know your game. I'm out of here again to sell more.
You see, that's a salesman. That's how it's done. Now, why don't we try it? Why don't we do a little role play where you try? I'll play a young, beautiful, soft-skinned 12-year-old boy, and you just try and sell me an encyclopedia and see if you can do it without doing whatever you do with your chaplain speech.
Right. Hey, kiddo.
Hello. No touching.
Are you familiar with the letter D?
D? Yes, I'm familiar with it as a child.
What are some of your favourite things that start with D?
Well, I'd have to start at the very beginning with the Dada movement, very popular in the 1950s.
And, wow, you're a very informative child.
Well, yes, I've read... Oh, see, now, a lot of the times my own character will leak into
Kid wouldn't know about Dada.
Well, I own an encyclopedia company. I'm not an improviser. I'm not very good at this.
Well, let's try again.
Okay.
All right, put yourself in shoes of a child. What kind of things begin with D might a child know?
Do you have any shoes of child? That'd be like something you would carry around.
Not anymore. I was had to hand them in.
Well, we could have used them, but anyways, all right. Hello, I'm a child. Hello.
Yes, hi, kiddo. Do you like the letter D?
Oh, what is that? What? Tell me about it.
What are some of your favourite things starting with D?
Oh, disco and...
Disco?
Yeah.
Do you know what disco really is?
No.
It's a musical movement from the early 70s where people would dance all night. Does that sound like fun?
Stop grabbing me. Why are you making me dance?
Mate, I'm not touching you. This is a book. I'm just holding a book here.
Okay.
Let me teach you about disco, huh? D, disco... See, this is where... Look, all you've got here is dank memes.
Well, it's very important for children.
14 pages about dank memes.
If they go to school and they don't know what it means, they're going to look it up. Are they going to look up disco ever? We have to make very executive decisions
this
here.
This isn't for me anymore, Mr. Butler. I came into this to educate. Yeah, I've made mistakes in the past, but I've learned. And I'm rehabilitated. And I want to educate the kids.
Well, cut about to the schoolyard. Yo, bruv. You going to that place and moving your legs about at a place on Saturday night.
What, a disco?
What the hell's that?
Disco, bruv.
Disco?
What's he saying?
I'm saying,
mate,
disco.
What's you talking about?
It's a contraction of discotheque. It's where they go to, like, dance around in, you know, you've seen it. The discotheque, you see.
Mate, I know that knows how to shake my legs on a Saturday night at some building.
They got them balls.
They got some geezer, you see, plays the ones and twos, I don't know what they are.
They got them balls in the ceiling, bruv.
The balls?
Yeah, they got them mirrored balls, I don't know what you called them.
Mate, I don't know what you're talking about, you're tripping me out, man. I know you're not coming, I'm not having you there.
Fine, bruv.
Yo, Rob, bruv, you got one of them shiny things, I want to check my complexion.
Oh, yeah, don't worry, I've got,
them shiny reflective
I've got
things.
The little me, yeah, you can borrow it,
little you, can I borrow your little you? But
I
warn you, mate, when I look at it, it's going to be a little me for a bit. Is that cool?
Oh, mate, but as long as you rub off the little you and give it back to the little me,
I'll rub it off, I'll give it back to you. I'm always rubbing my little me.
Here you go.
I'm so handsome.
Hello, children. Would anyone like to come for a ride in the van? I've got a lot of things to tell you about Charlie Chaplin.
See, no.
No matter what you do, you can't escape the pedophile.
No, why?
It's a tag that will live you.
Oh man, that's really annoying. That's really annoying. Fucking annoying. Acorn. Define acorn for me. Someone, just give me a definition of
acorn. Why don't we all do our own version of acorn?
Okay.
A kernel of knowledge, that's not it, but I just want to leave it open for everybody else.
Acorn, a small nut thing that falls off an oak tree.
Well, this is the thing, it's an oak nut, isn't it? Yeah. Why don't other trees have names for their nuts?
Chestnut.
Yeah, but that's conker. Just... But that has nut in the name. I mean, conker doesn't.
What's that? It's that whole thing that things like almonds aren't nuts, are they? They are droops.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Well,
this is the thing. Droop sacks, or droops, account for the vast majority
They're more
of...
closely akin to a cherry or than they
Because they're soft when they're fresh.
No, because of what the actual part of the fruit is, whatever it is, so the nut area is actually... It would have flesh on it as an almond. Like a cherry nut would.
Yeah.
But you eat the nut, but you don't eat the cherry nut.
But you get
very poisonous for you.
Nobody's like, oh, I want a droop sack. Man, I'm just like starving for a droop sack right now. Like, I get it. Like, I get the change, but this, bullshit.
Yeah, true. I mean, they just avoid it. Yeah, I get your point.
It's a pistachio droop sack.
I just call them a mini egg cup holder.
An acorn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just ruin the egg resting.
many hours, many hours in the forest, tapping an acorn with a tiny little spoon-shaped twig, going, ah.
At some point, something will come out.
This is a real childhood.
Yeah. I always thought I killed the bird as I hit it too hard.
Do people still play Conkers?
Don't know.
At school.
Oh, if they don't know what it is, they might be playing it, but they have no idea what they are.
Yeah, yeah.
I never really knew how to play. I got as far as putting the conker on the string, doing the knot, and I was like, now what?
That's the fun bit.
That's the fun bit.
So, yeah. I guess
so what happens then? You just hit other people's conkers?
Yeah, yeah. That's just smack annoying. Them. Mm. And then whoever's conker breaks off the string first loses.
Ours was vicious. It was like competitive because people would just soak them in vinegar and they were cheating. Yeah. Cheating was rife at age
That's
age
allowed,
eight.
Isn't it?
What? No.
No, you can't edit because people would like dunk them in like PVC glue and stuff. So you get
that's not about like vinegar's fine, isn't it? I thought that was like standard practice.
That's like allowing doping.
Yeah. Be like, it's just blood. You got blood in you already. It's natural. It's just more blood.
Not cool, man. Obviously, yeah. you're just trying to justify your tactics.
Yeah, tell us about.
Did you make the Conquer World Championship final win and no one knew about your vinegar game?
You son of a bitch.
Coach. Coach, I don't know if I can do it, Coach.
You can.
Coach,
sorry. It's a real team of coaches back here, man. We got a lot of pressure. We appreciate your dad. It's so rich.
We all
can
believe
hire.
In you, man. It's
we
fine.
All believe. Every one of your coaches believes in you.
Well, you.
I don't.
Listen, I don't even know how you got on this team, this fitness team. You are terrible as a coach. You should be inspiring this.
300 pounds and you smell.
That is my morality, coach.
All right.
Right?
Hey, look, and as your fitness coach, I'm telling you, you're in prime shape. You are ready.
And I'm here to talk to Conquer Coach.
Hey, hello. There's two of us.
There's two of us as well.
The Conquer Integrity Coach.
Uh-huh. Oh.
My apologies.
You're good. I'm here because of you.
Oh, really?
Coach Martin.
Coach Thank
Martin
all the
pointed out
name.
Something very interesting to me this morning. Okay, we've made it all the way to the finals. Okay, and every morning I soak my conker in vinegar.
After you've done your squats.
After I've done my squats, thank you, physicality coach. But you, conker integrity coach, you told me it was standard practice to soak them in vinegar.
Yeah, for you. Yeah, you do it every day, right? You say it every morning.
I do.
Standard practice.
But none of the other players are doing it. And I've breezed my way through the whole bloody tournament.
Do you think they could think of it? Like, who would think, oh, I'll put a conker
coach
in vinegar?
Coach Martin, tell him what you told me this morning.
I think that you're being willfully obtuse in not acknowledging that isn't standard practice.
Obtuse, maybe. Willful, yes. Listen, we've got to dunk this thing so hard, all right? But it's got to dry out before we go out there because they see a lick of moisture on that thing. They're going to know what you did.
I can't do it, Captain.
Integrity coach, can I have a word?
Absolutely.
Coach, physical
coach.
Sorry. Integrity coach. That's your actual name as well, isn't it?
That's right,
physical. I messed up. I called him Captain earlier.
What the hell? Why are you showing him this now? He was doing so well. You're going to smash his brains.
Listen, the kid's got to know what he's getting into. There's going to be tribunals. There's going to be sanctions. He's walking right into a trap.
The blame suddenly shifts. I love it.
We just got to get him to the prize money, and then we share it equally among us, and we just fucking hang this kid out to dry.
Martin's not getting any of it, right?
Yeah, fucking Martin.
You know, I can hear everything you're saying, don't
God
you?
God damn it. Why are we connected by the hip?
Coach Martin, can I talk to you over here for a minute?
Of course.
Look, it looks like we're not going to change these guys' minds no matter what we try.
No.
So we need to plan something. I want to do something big. I want to make a statement tonight. I don't care if I win or lose or whatever. I want to make a statement. I want to clean up this industry, this Conkers game. I'm sick of it.
All
the drugging and the doping of the Conkers.
You come clean then.
But I want to do it in a spectacular way. I want to do it in a way that will resonate around the world and put Conker fighting on the map.
Or maybe a giant papier-mâché conker from which you could emerge.
Oh, from which I emerge?
Yes.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Conquer Final Championship. In your right corner, you see from Brexford, Mickey Three Chops.
Yeah! Coming from West London, Ealing, is the one, the only, Talal Karkouti.
And Talal doesn't arrive. Instead, a string lowers from the ceiling with a giant papier-mâché conker.
Look at the conker.
Everyone just kind of looks at it. And the competitor decides, I guess this is what I'm up against, starts to flick his conker at the papier-mâché conker, which splits open, and Talal comes out with ribbons and a hat. Ha!
It's a fraud! It's all a fraud! This conker has been soaked in vinegar for a week and a half.
Fitness coach, take the shot.
And nothing could ever break it.
I can't
it.
Get him. The conker's in the way. I can't take the conker.
I'll lure him closer. Hold on.
I swear that this game deserves better than this.
Talal, you don't want to do this. Come here. Just hug me. Hug
I
me like a brother.
I just don't want to do it anymore.
Take us both out
I
if you have to.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Come on, Talal. And there's blood everywhere at the scene, and just another typical final at the Conker's World Final. We'll see you next year, folks. Have a good one.
Mission accomplished, gentlemen.
She's crazy like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool?
That's right! It's time for Daddy Issues, the portion of the show where we listen to an interview with my father, mine papa, Mustafa Karkouti, journalist, action hero extraordinaire from the deep depths of Syria, northern Syria. Let's go straight to it. We're going to listen to an interview I did with my dad. And then afterwards, if you have any questions for me, fire away. And then we'll jump into a scene thereon. We all good?
Mm-hmm.
Please enjoy Daddy Issues.
Thanks, me. I'm here with me and my dad, Mustafa Karkouti. Hello, Dad.
Hey, hello. Hello.
You're such a great man.
Eat your sandwich, will you?
All right, man.
Okay.
Time and... So, sorry for any background noise, but you've got the builders in at the moment, haven't you?
I do, and I'm really getting fed up. Very depressing.
Depressing?
Yeah.
Why, because you're seeing your house being torn to pieces?
No. It's my movement in the house is very limited, just to one room. That's it.
Yeah, this room and your bedroom.
Bedroom, you don't feel it because you sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. Well, it'll be worth it when it's over, yeah?
I don't know.
Okay, you remember how this works? I'm going to say a word, you're going to say the first thing that comes to your head, and then we'll see what comes from there, okay?
I thought we have started.
No, not yet. Here we go. Paper.
Writing.
Soccer.
Football.
Baseball.
Ball.
You played handball.
I did, yes. I was in the national team in my country when I was about 19 years old, believe it or not.
Oof. 19. What's that? 66? 63?
Yeah, 63 years ago.
No, 1963.
1963, that's what I said.
It's not what you said.
I said in 63. 1963, that's what I meant.
Okay, that's what you meant. Rewind the tape, we'll check what you said.
Not when I was 63 years old.
And you went to the Napoli Summer Olympics.
Olympic, yeah, I did.
What was that like?
Well, it was fine. That's great. Great.
How did you find out you were going to the Olympics?
I was picked up by the national committee, which usually pick up team players. So in those days, my hometown, which is Latakia, it's the third, maybe the fourth town in size in the country. I was chosen. I was the only one from the town chosen. But usually the rest of the team and the vast majority, they came from the capital, Damascus, yeah. And the second capital, the second biggest city, Aleppo. So, though I was a part of the national team, but I never played because they were better players than me. So I was on the reserve.
You were a substitute the whole time?
Substitute.
You didn't get to play once?
No. Not in Napoli.
Wait. How did your town or your family celebrate when you got the news?
Well, they were stunned and so pleased, so happy.
And, how did they celebrate?
Well, they just, you know, like a wedding, if you like. The atmosphere in the house and... within the family, it was as if somebody got married. And they went too far, I think.
What do you mean? Were they through a big party?
Well, yeah, sort of.
How did they go too far?
You know, it's something big to be picked up in the national team.
Yeah.
And it's something happened for the first time ever in my hometown. nobody has ever been picked up.
So in what way did they go too far? What do you mean?
Yeah, as you said, throwing parties here and there, that's as if it was a big deal. Well, of course...
You just said it was a massive deal.
It was, of course, for them.
Was it a big deal or not?
Yeah, it was.
But then they threw all these parties, and everyone gave you well wishes, and then come the Olympics, you're just sitting on the bench the whole time.
Yeah, so what? I mean, you know, the fact is that I was part of the team, and I got the Olympic medal, you know, like any other participant.
What? So, you got a medal? Yeah, you come silver, bronze?
No,
I doubt gold.
No, certainly not. It is... it could be, I don't know what material it was, what kind of metal it was.
No, did you come first, but, second or third?
No, not because first of all, that's the medal, not as a prize. This is as a participant.
You just get an award for trying, for being there.
No, it is not an award. It is a recognition that you have participated in the game.
So that's pretty cool. You would have been probably one of the first people from Latakia to come home with an Olympic medal, whether it was a winning one or not.
Yeah, if you like. But it, as I said, it wasn't a prize. It was just... it's like an identity card.
Yeah, I was there, I did it. Yeah. It's still good, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So have you still got the medal? I've never seen it.
No, I haven't seen it for maybe the last 55 years.
What?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't want to say why.
Come on.
No. I don't want to say.
Oh, Dad, I'm only going to say it as soon as I stop the tape.
I'm not going to say why.
Can I say why?
No.
Oh, man. That's the big payoff of the story. Okay, make something up. Where has it gone? Where's your medal gone?
Well, my elder brother took it.
He took it? What did he do? Why?
I don't know. He just took it and it disappeared ever since.
Okay, Dad, I'm not going to go against you. I'm not going to say it. I really wanted to say it. Damn. Well, there it is. It's up to you to fill in the blanks. His elder brother took it and hasn't seen it since. Do you remember what it looked like?
It's round. It was.
All right, thanks, Dad. Back to me in the studio. Thanks, Dad. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, there he was. That was him, Mustafa, being coy there. Wouldn't tell me. He didn't want to say anything bad about his big brother, who's no longer with us. Which I get, I guess. It's pretty, I know why he hasn't got it anymore, but I can't say, I'm sorry, guys.
Trying to throw in a little...
You can guess as much as you like, but I will neither confirm or deny stuff.
I was just going to throw in a factette to deflect away from him shortchanging you on the payoff of the story.
Yeah, go ahead.
My dad also has a sports record of sorts. Oh. When he was in secondary school in Elizabeth College in Guernsey, he was in the Guinness Book of Records for the longest ever game... At that point, I don't know if it still stands, of basketball.
Played. Whoa!
His team played for 3 days straight.
Whoa!
And, which is quite a nice little juicy nugget. And I joined him in the Guinness Book of Records last year as well, which was quite a special moment because Potter got lots of Olivier nominations. So that was quite a nice moment for me because it kind of had a deeper resonance of, you know, following in the footsteps as sort of, you know, rites of passage.
Wow. Awesome. Yeah. Is Harry Potter in the play?
Harry Potter in the play, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. He is. He does turn up.
is he the main character in it?
Yes and no.
Because I thought it was character. Set like in a different time to the books.
Keep the secrets. I'm not gonna discuss about the plot.
Is that a big hush hush thingy?
Yeah, the NDA still stands. but yeah, he does turn up, and it is set in the future of, well, not the future, in the present.
Wow, so you're in the Book of Records. The future of the books. And your dad, longest game of basketball.
Mm. Yeah.
Why don't they play for 3 days? Just overtime?
To beat the record.
I don't know. Maybe. You'd have to ask him.
But it was like it was arranged to be 3 days, or it was just a match that just kept going
overtime?
I don't think it did.
It was arranged.
Just didn't move. Well, stopped on
two. Yeah, just stopped. We've got to keep playing.
flicking until for 3 days.
Because I don't know the rules of basketball. There are some games like chess and things that just do like drag on and on. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Are you saying that it was just a normal game of basketball that lasted a long time?
Because I remember him saying we didn't expect it to go on that long or something.
I'm not the best player. Right, because
I feel like if you set out
sports.
To play a long game of basketball, you'd play weeks. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you'd be like ready for it. So I feel like 3 days.
A game of basketball is a set time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it must have been an official game, and it must have just gone overtime.
Yeah, maybe they all had to get home. You know, and they just will restart this at 9 tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
I should have probed and then him more.
Another 5 minutes, and yet still they were locked at 1,053 each, and then
so
continued on.
I didn't think I had to ask him all this at the time. I should have been more frost to his lips and really dug. Yeah.
So, well,
Father,
say that
tell me, why was it you played for 3 days straight? Please, Father, just give me a straight answer.
That's what I imagine it was, though. That there was a promoting Guernsey, perhaps.
Yeah.
Because something I wanted to do to promote this show, which I still might do, is do the longest ever radio show, which is roughly about 3 days. So I was thinking of taking over the studio for a weekend. Yeah. And K2K is moving to a new studio in Granville very soon, so I might do that as a kind of thing.
But again,
to
would that
celebrate
be
the move.
A thing where it has to be a legitimately planned thing, or do you literally barricade the door and say?
Yeah. You can plan it.
The police, you know, the radio police come round and try and get in. You're there.
That would have been cool.
You're there, you're coming there. You see the final sort of bit of wood is falling off.
Well, luckily, K2K, there's no live shows over the weekend at K2K. So I could have taken over from midnight on Friday and carried on going till Monday when the first person comes in to do their show on Monday afternoon. And that would have probably broken the record. I think we can still do that. But it would have been a lot easier with two co-hosts.
I mean, you guys got anything going on this weekend?
Yeah, right.
If you could break any world record, Robin, what do you think is the most likely world record you could break?
The record that I would most like to break.
Most like to or would be most likely able to?
The longest skim with a stone.
Are you good at that?
I love it, and I'm always target. I remember when I was a kid, I watched an episode of Record Breakers as a part of National Institutions for my I brought up with it.
Awuga.
Cheryl Baker. Awuga, indeed. And I remember there being one. It was a guy in his sort of mid-50s wearing waders in a very straight river somewhere in the home counties, and he just had a whole bunch of them, and he was just whoosh, and they had a camera that was panning from the top, and it just went, and you know, it's like 56, 57, and my God, that was my moment. That was my moment. You know, some people watch Linford Christie break, you know, getting a gold medal. Some people watch, you know, Tom Daley diving. My moment was watching that skimmer, and I've never managed to get close.
Wow.
My best is about 22.
22 is good, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know, it's not bad.
Oh, you count the number of bounces, not the distance?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Wow.
That was a slightly, sorry, that was a misnomer of what I meant. I meant actual bounces.
Like, over 10 is, like, unreal.
Mm. Yeah, but it was just, like, a little gribbler, and it went...
A gribbler? Is that a technical term, or is that just like...
It is now. yeah. So, that's my...
Right, let's do a scene on that, guys.
That's my record.
Dear Lord in Heaven... I offer this gribbler to you as a sign of my faith and my commitment to you.
Thank you.
What? What?
I've always wanted a gribbler.
God! Hey, wow! Well, yes, enjoy your gribbler.
I mean, it's stupid, really, because I created them. I could have as many as I desire, but...
Of course.
Thank you. It's nice to be thought of.
Well, it's just... This gribbler is very special to me. When I was 8 years old, I threw it at the ocean, you know, just in a rage, and it must have skimmed, I don't know, 25, 26 times. Like, might be a record or something, but, you know, I never checked or anything, but I just wanted to give you this as a sign that, you know, I'm back in the church now. I'm back on board with the whole thing, and... I can't believe you're speaking to me.
Well, the commitment you showed in swimming out to retrieve this scribbler is really heartening.
I forgot I did that. Yeah. It was,
well, you would have had to.
I had to, yeah. Unless
you had a heron that you could command to fish it out for you.
Actually, it's part of why I came back to the faith. The wave just, it picked it out, like the movie Moana.
Like Moana.
And it just brought it back to the shore, and as if the ocean had chosen me. And I thought, well, it must be God speaking, so... I guess the reason I'm here to speak to you is, was that you? Did you do that?
Well, yes, I operate through all things all the time.
Thank God. I was just worried. Well, thank you. So I was just worried that, you know, it was maybe Poseidon or there was some other god that... But
monotheistic. Come on.
Okay, well...
Spoosh! Oh, God.
You two are in the room again. What the hell have you been doing? What's going on here?
What?
I've been doing nothing untoward.
What's he been telling you, boy?
He said that he brought me the gribbler. That the gribbler was... He chose me, and that...
Poseidon, will you piss off?
I cannot believe this. You have been using my name in vain again, taking my things from me.
I've been doing precisely the opposite. I've been not using your name as much as humanly, well, as much as godly possible.
This was my thing, my
child. This was yours?
Yes, of course it was. Wait, I am in charge of the seas. Oh. I'm lord of all these things.
Then I don't know what's real, because you're not in the Bible. You're not.
Sploosh! Oh, who's been nicking my shit? Tis I, Neptune!
Neptune?
Yes, the Greek god of the ocean.
Lord of Gribblers.
Is that my Gribbler there?
Yes,
Poseidon, I should have known!
Oh, God's sake.
You cheeky, 1,000 year younger than me, bastard.
Neptune. Why are you here?
Oh, who's this over here?
What do you mean, who's this?
Father of Jesus.
I am the Word, and the Word is all.
You new, young, fancy, pamby, amby-pamby, modern-day gods.
New.
Covering it all. Remember the days, Poseidon, when each god had their domain?
Yeah,
and everyone had their own little area to work in.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
The only person I had to bump up against was you.
We bumped uglies many a times.
Sometimes I enjoyed it.
I had Greece, you had Rome. That was the deal.
That was fine. Oh, you're a Greek word. Oh, I get confused.
So your geography was never your strong point, Neptune.
Hey, I just call them sheeple.
Sheeple?
Yeah, wherever they're from. Anyway, matey, you want to win the world record for longest skimming of stones? Why are you talking to these two chumps for?
I thought they could help. I thought it was a calling to me to say that, you know, this was my gift. This is my divine gift to the world.
Or is this your Gribbler, eh?
Yes, that's my Gribbler.
It is a fine Gribbler.
It's lovely, isn't it?
What do you think of that Gribbler, Poseidon?
I know it's great because I gave it to him.
And I created it, as with all other things.
I was the one who allowed it to return to the spot where he first lost it.
Look, I fashioned it with my trident.
Yeah, well, you let your waves push it halfway around the world. He would have never have found it if I hadn't edged it back towards you. You may have handed it over. You may have created it. Well, maybe we all had a part.
Gentlemen, stop gribbling.
Listen, I'm really only after one father figure in my life, and after my dad died and I chucked it in the ocean, you know, I was just hoping for a sign, so...
Would you like me to give him back?
What?
Oh, there we go. Always trumping us, huh?
Well, yeah, I guess they can't do it, right?
I can give you a fish.
Yeah. Would it be my father?
I can
give you a typhoon if you want.
Well, you know, it's my dad back.
I'll name it after you.
Oh, well, that's not. Well, it's a thing of destruction. I wouldn't really want it named after me. Do you know?
Of power, people will remember typhoons.
Oh, maybe.
People don't remember rays of sunshine, do they? They remember the typhoons.
Yeah. He's making such a good case. I don't know.
Hey, all I'm saying is, you remember Katrina, right? You don't remember that Wednesday in March when the sun came out just beyond the clouds?
No. Down here, hey, guys.
Who the fuck is that?
Hey, what about me? It's me, Tiddly, the god of pebbles. Guys, forgot about me.
Hey, Tiddly. I was wondering when you'd turn up.
It takes me a while to get here. I've got tiny legs.
Well, what can you offer, mate? Because I've got, like, a storm system named after me. I've got my dad coming back from the grave. Like, obviously, you've got to have something good on the table,
well,
right?
Well, you've got Gribbler there, right?
Yeah.
I'm the one who sanded that down.
Oh.
I rub all the other pebbles together to smoothen all the pebbles so they're not so sharp and pointy.
So that's it? You're just going to sand things for me?
I'm going to sand it a bit more for you.
And be quite late to things when I really need you?
Look, mate, I understand.
Sounds like my dad.
While surrounded by such gargantuan gods as these, I look fickle and meek. However, my friend, I'm the only one here who can turn this Gribbler into a world record-breaking Gribbler by sanding it down 4 millimetres thinner.
Well, I can tell by the look on their faces that's true, so...
My chubby fingers cannot quite get the right slice.
Looks like you've got a choice to make, mate.
Well, I do love little children. I sell them encyclopedias on the weekend, so one of my pastimes is touching up little things, so...
God, why are you doing this, Riley? Sorry, back in the scene. Look, you got a choice, mate. The one who created the pebble, the one who smoothened the pebble, the one who gave you the pebble, or the one who gave the pebble to the guy who gave you the pebble.
Well, I came in here looking for a father, but I think I found something better. I found a best friend. God, whatever your name was, the little guy, come on.
Me, Tiddly!
Yeah.
Got a pebble!
That's it, come on, Tiddly.
Yeah.
Jumps in his pocket.
Give me the Gribbler, mate!
Yeah, I like you in the pocket there.
His pocket starts writhing as Tiddly's working away in there, sanding down the pebble.
That's too hard, Tiddly. It's too hard, you're hitting the skin.
What?
Tiddly, stop it! Tiddly, no! Tiddly, no!
Grind!
No, Tiddly, no!
And he jumps into his chest. And jumps into his heart and lives within his heart and takes, I don't know, takes over his body? I don't know.
I'll be sure to inform your father you chose this over bringing him back from the dead. He'll be thrilled.
I am Tiddly.
Another lost child.
Unseen.
Oh.
Riley, what's your obsession today?
Yeah, big on the paedophile today.
Someone's got to be, I guess.
Once, it's not the media.
Here comes that political moment.
I told you, it's my thing. Normally it's like monkeys or robots, but you're obsessed with paedophilia today.
Just today. Just today, baby.
Yeah? Has something happened?
Not recently, but like, you know, a long time ago.
Dude. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Do you think we should take a little break now and we can talk through
it? Yeah, I gotta go cry some stuff out.
Oh, mate. Okay, let's go to the bathroom together. We'll talk about it, yeah?
All right, Dad. I mean,
heads up. Have any of you used the gents lose today yet?
I haven't.
I have.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you have? Yeah. Oh, you might have noticed.
Oh,
one of
it.
The toilets is in horrible condition.
It's a real disaster.
I recommend use the right cubicle, not the left cubicle. That's my advice.
I always use the right cubicle.
Take that thought with you as we take a little break here. This is Ubu by Methyl Ethyl. We'll be back in a few minutes with some more improv. Are you guys all good? Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Yes. Go have a little break, grab some air, use the toilet, grab a drink. We'll be back in a bit.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ah, Mr. O'Dowd, thank you so much for coming to the space station.
Yeah, cheers, Chris, man.
But please, if you'd like to go into that room there, stand on the airlock.
I know it was a long way to come, but this is the only place we could get a studio.
Yeah, so if you'd like to do the voiceover for me, please, and in your own time, thank you.
Hi, I'm Chris O'Dowd. You're listening to The Lil Show.
Have you still got Jedward's number?
Yeah, I'll give him a call.
Yeah, I'll give them a call. Hello, welcome back to The Lil Show. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Talal Karkouti. We're here with Riley Madencia.
Hey.
Yeah, James Lilleshaw.
Hello.
And Robin Milton. I was about to say Milton Robin.
Either works.
Hi. Welcome back to the show.
What's that? What's that mean?
Do I need to say anything else?
No. You seem flustered. Are you okay?
Have you forgotten something important?
Is there anything?
We were going to do a segment, and then I don't have the stuff to do that segment, so now we've just thrown together another segment. So let's play Whose Round Is It Anyway? Otherwise known as Rita.
Well, I'm just standing here talking to myself. Got no friends now. Wait a second now, someone else is talking to me. I have at least one friend. Oh no, I've got to leave. It's time for you to talk to yourself. You have no friends now. But someone else comes in, and now you two are talking to each other. You each have at least one friend. It's good to have friends.
And then it goes round in a circle till it gets to the end.
Yeah, bloody hell, that's a long fucking jingle. Alex was right. I need to make so many jingles.
Is that why he left?
Yeah. I think the jingles are way too long for him. I just come here. I come here just to sit for 2 hours listening to jingles. Fuck this. I don't blame him. Whose round is it anyway? Yes, as mentioned in the song there, we go around the circle. One person begins with a monologue, a soliloquy, and the other person joins in the scene. And then first person leaves, monologue, two-person scene, monologue, two-person scene, monologue, two-person scene. We finish with the first person ending. But we need a location. We cannot do this without a location. Let's get a location. Someone say stop.
Stop.
We've done that one. Someone say stop.
Stop.
Have we done that one? Let's say no. Teacher's lounge. We are in a teacher's lounge. That's an American term. What do we call them here?
Staff
faculty room.
Staff room.
What
we can do it in a teacher's lounge. I mean, in a yes.
Well, James, you volunteered to start, so you can pick what country you're in, I guess, or you can pick what nationality you are, and then we'll decide what country we're in. Because, you know, you can. Well, I guess let's see what your soliloquy is like. We're in a teacher's lounge. James, fuck! I can't talk today. James,
yes.
Kick it off whenever you're ready. Teachers' lounge. Rita, whose round is it anyway? Comments.
It's nice to get a bit of me time every now and again. Leave the chattering voices of all those children to the wind, out there in the playground. The serenity is beautiful. Until someone comes through the door and makes themselves a cup of coffee, shuffling around, creaking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you could hear me. I'm so sorry. My name is Derek. I'm the supply teacher.
That is totally fine.
I thought I could just help myself to some coffee over here.
Go for it. I was just having a bit of me time.
Oh, well, me time away. I'm just looking after this dark brew over here. Don't mind me.
No, that's perfectly fine.
Oh, I'm sorry to disturb you again. Do y'all have any creamer anywhere?
Cream is in the top drawer.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. And sorry to bother you again.
Yes, sir.
Do you have Splenda?
Splenda?
It's a... As if you were American, you would know that it's a sweetener.
No, I mean, I know what it is. I was just expressing surprise and indignation that you would think we would have that here.
I'm sorry. It's just, you know, it's the McCarthy era. You gotta worry about who's American and who's not anywhere you go.
Oh, it is that.
Well, okay. I'll just make myself a coffee and... I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous, obviously. It's my first day at this school. I haven't worked here before.
Children are slightly uncouth, it's true.
Uncouth?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
Doubtless noticed.
No, they seem like model children. Oh. I have not seen one retrograde anywhere I've been.
Well, that'll be the first day syndrome.
First day syndrome?
They'll get there.
Well, I don't expect so. In fact, there was one child on the way in who picked a rose out of a bush and said, good morning, sir. I don't know who you are, but you seem like an adult, and I hope you have a good day.
Tommy! Get down from there, you little...
Excuse me for one moment. I gotta go and correct this little hooligan.
Absolutely.
Tommy, you little rat bastard! Get over here!
Correct. Well, these children seem perfect. Almost too perfect. As if the children were hiding something. Well, the only thing that's been kept secret so far has been this delicious coffee. It certainly was hard to find, but I'm glad I got it. Mmm, dark blend. Well, I'm sure there's no mysteries here at this school. I'm sure it's just another perfect school out here in McCarthy-era America.
I'm motherfucking fed up of it all. It's zaps. Oh.
Oh.
I'm not alone. What a pleasant day here at East Regis High.
Yes.
Good evening. We've not met. Are you new here?
I am Derek. I'm the supply teacher. You must be the Russian teacher. I'm judging by your accent.
No, my friend. I teach English here.
Oh.
And I'm not Russian. I'm Arab. But nice try for guessing.
I'm sorry. It's, you know, I don't meet many foreigners around here.
I am not a foreigner. I'm an Arab. I'm an American. Yeah. I am a real American.
Oh, and...
I've been here 15 years.
Wow.
And I have green card. And I am officially a civilian of the United States of America.
Well, then you are...
And I speak England very best.
Well, now, hold on now, because before I was on board, but then you just said, I speak England very best.
Yes.
Now, I don't want to correct you. I'm just a supply teacher and...
My friend.
Yes?
You do not belong here.
I don't belong here.
No, you're a supply teacher. Are you going to come here and talk to me all this nonsense?
Well, I'm just...
All this noise?
Supposed to cover, you know, religious class. I think I belong here. Maybe even more than you, sir.
Oh.
Speak England very good.
I speak England very best.
Well, shame on me.
Look, I've had a very pleasant day, and I really need a moment to myself, okay?
Okay, I'll go wait in the hall, I guess.
It's fine. What was your name again?
Derek.
Derek.
Yeah.
Derek or Eric?
Derek with a D.
Derek. Look, I need to tell you something, okay? We have 2/3 of the day left. There's probably something you should know.
What?
You've noticed that the kids are pretty perfect around here.
Oh, yeah. Model children. Yes,
but you know it's all bullshit, don't you?
I suspected it. It is bullshit.
Behind every perfect sentence they present is an underlying evil.
See, now, because there was a woman in here, she saw right through it before, but you saying that these kids, they're up to something.
This
now.
Is not a school, per se.
This
is a creche for the offspring of the demons below.
The demons below?
They have to be controlled. They have to be contained.
Wait, now, is this your English slipping up again, or do you mean demons below, like demons below?
No, how do you say, from below, you know,
hellscape?
From no.
Poseidon's lair.
No.
Neptune's undercarriage.
No. Australia.
Oh, Australia.
Yeah, yes. This is for Australian expats children.
Oh, okay. Yes. See, I always thought something very evil was going on, but that sounds
and
very
Americans
pleasant.
Australians are different breeds, and they don't go together. They don't quite blend like water and flour. It's more like balsamic vinegar and olive oil.
That's the most racist thing I've heard you say. And
excuse me?
Yeah, I thought you were Russian. And but oil? Oh, it comes to oil, does it?
Olive vinegar. Olive oil.
Oh,
yes.
Olive oil. Okay.
You know what? I really do want time to myself.
Okay, fine. I'll be in the hallway. Let me know if you need anything racist.
Fucking hell. It's every day. I come in and keep up the charade. You're doing so well, kids. Yes, it's pronounced good day, not good day. Yes, it's pronounced bonza, not extremely satisfying. We just have to humor them, keep them happy. Because as we all know here in America, Australian expats bring us 40% of the domestic economy. Without these children happy and placated, there would be turmoil. The Australians would return, and America would be bone dry. Now, where's the coffee?
Ah, you're right, Bruce.
Oh, yes, Mr. Plostra. Hello, Mr. Plostra.
Only been 3 years, still remember my name.
Yes, you're doing a very good job here, by the way. I'm very happy.
Well, as a naturalization teacher, that's what I'd expect.
Yes, are you really... What is your technique to help them adjust to American culture?
To American culture? Well, you know, you show them the various things, like billboards. What else do we show them? Baseballs.
Baseball.
Classic American things, you know, burgers.
Wouldn't an American be more suited to being the nationalization teacher? Naturalizations.
I don't think that's right at all.
No?
Hailing from that country myself... I think I'm the first person to show that it's possible. Look at the way I'm wearing this snapback.
Yeah, but you see, you've taken the price tag off. Here in America, they're very proud of the money they spend. They keep price tag on the hat.
Hey, look, I'm always learning.
How long have you been in America?
I grew up through this school. I'm the first naturalization teacher here. They realized they needed a little bit of help leg up, so why not have a former student do it themselves?
And why must we constantly just... humor these children. Tell them they're doing well. Yes, Americans put shrimp on Barbie. Yes. We love surfing here. Well, they like surfing, I guess. But
we all love surfing, mate.
You know what America and Australia really has in common?
What's that?
The disastrous genocide of the native people.
Well, now, yeah, you mention it. Guess it is true. I mean, that's one of the first lessons I'll do. I'll bring it together, say Aborigines... Native Americans, fucked.
Yeah.
All of them.
It's tragic.
Yeah. Nothing brings you together like a good genocide.
I suppose.
You're right. There's a tear coming out your eye.
Yes, I just remembered I have to teach a bloody class.
Oh, no. We're having such a good chat.
Well, back to the grind.
Yeah, all right. See you later, Bruce.
Bye, Mr. Prell. Oh, fuck it.
What a strange little man. Oh, right. Good old America. Teaching all these little shits how to become American. I don't know. I've become slightly, what's the word? Disenfranchised from it all. Sometimes I like to sneak in a cheeky little bit of New Zealander in them. Confuse the little buggers. They'll never know. They'll be just strolling on into a diner and ordering a, I don't know, something like a curry. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do next. I'm going to teach them a little bit of yellow curry, a favourite dish of the Americans. See how that works. They're going to be fucked in those diners.
Excuse me, where's the yellow?
Come right this way, Tommy. Oh, hello, Mr. Prostro. I didn't know you were in here.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm very good. I've just been disciplining this little bastard.
Man, that cigarette's inverted.
Yep. That's how we do it here.
What, you're disciplining that child? Why is it, his face is it's covered in blood.
Yeah, well, he said something a little bit commie-sounding, so I had no option but to act.
Shrimp on Barbies for everyone!
Now shut the fuck up.
Oh. Yeah, do the honours.
That's how we do it in McCarthy era.
I can get the kangaroo out if you want.
I was just going to let him have it. He goes hysterical if we take it away.
Oh, fair enough. How's things, anyway?
Good.
Good summer? First day and all?
Well, yeah, I mean, I hit the ground running and I've peaked a little early, but what can you do?
What can you do? Can I have a tug on that, that concept of a cigarette?
It's the 70s. Do what you like.
Fuck me! That's enough to get a whole fucking koala family stoned.
Yeah, it's enough to make you think McCarthyism was the 70s.
Right, yeah. Oh, man, I'm seeing things. Wow. Oh, is it... The walls are moving.
Yeah, they do that.
They do that?
Yeah.
What's going on, man? You're freaking me out.
It's a communist, same as everything else.
Communism? It's real?
Hell yeah, it's real.
No.
As much as I wish it weren't.
I've got to tell someone about this. Where's the door gone? I got to get out of here.
There's a window. Tommy, look what you've done. That was your fault, Tommy. You realize that? This is what the red flag does to people. You brought this on, Mr. Prostom. What are you going to say? You're just going to stand there and cry? Yeah. Just like a Marxist piece of scum like you. I want you to sit down with your little kangaroo. Think about what you've done today. Will you do that for me, Tommy? Goodbye. Let me get some peace and quiet at last.
Hansi. Very good. That's how Rita's done. Well done, everybody.
Considering we're recording this on Groundhog Day, a very apt title as well.
Indeed.
Why?
Rita is the lead female character in Groundhog Day.
Oh, played by... don't tell me. Andy
McNabb?
No. But it is Andy, isn't it?
It's Andy McDowell.
Andy McDowell! Oh, I used to love her.
Really?
Oh, she's great. She's been in some fucking great movies as well. Andie McDowell. I wonder what's happened to her, because I haven't seen her for like...
I mean, I didn't think she was great.
A long time, man.
I was never a fan.
She was classy, she was funny, she had good timing, good sense of humour, very emotive, good actor.
Then she hit 40 and we all know what Hollywood does to actresses.
If you ain't Streep, you're out of there!
Yeah.
So guys, before we do our final game segment portion, why don't we get some plugs out of the way, huh? Let's trick them. We normally do it at the very end, but some people stop listening by the end. So let's do it now.
That three-quarter bit, guaranteed. Yeah.
Let's do it now. What you got to promote, Robin?
I'm just going to...
mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, I'm just going to re-emphasize that
Four
point.
And 20.
4 and 20 presents. Happens once every 2 months. The next one will be sort of third, fourth week of March. I may well be asking the man in front of me if he would like to perform in it.
You hear that, Riley?
Oh, I'm going to do it! Oh, wait, I think it was you.
Wait, is it stand-up?
Yes, stand-up.
I'll come do a 10-minute set.
Yeah,
I'm not quite a 20-minute level yet, but I can do a 10-minute.
10's fine, it's more than enough.
It's all about...
It's
all about race, and it's quite... I get quite controversial.
There's not enough of that in Peckham, so...
Yeah?
Yeah, general
It race. Might go down well in Peckham, actually.
I think it'll go down
I'd love
well.
To. Yeah. How much does it pay?
Well, you see those Heinekens on there?
Yeah.
I'll double them.
Whoa!
Wow, wow, wow.
I'm in.
Yeah.
All right. Fucking A. Is that all?
Yeah. My,
Twitter,
my
Facebook?
Twitter's, Milky _ Twiglet.
How can people find 4 and 20?
You can find it on the Blackbird Bakery Twitter handle, which is Blackbird _05. Mm-hmm. Or just generally keep an ear to the ground to Facebook on various comedy association.
4 and 20 presents. You heard it here, folks. Cheers,
go.
Robbie.
That's right.
Do you get a lot of people confusing your act with drug-related paraphernalia?
We've already done that. We've already done that joke.
Have you?
Yeah.
When?
When he first mentioned it. No, I'm not repeating. I'm not rehashing jokes we did at the beginning of the episode.
My memory doesn't stretch that far. Yeah.
Were you even listening at that point?
No,
James, your first time here. I'd expect you to pay fucking attention.
I mean, Slough, sit down.
No, this is outrageous.
Slough, put your shirt back on.
No, fuck it.
Oh, God.
What improviser ever got anywhere
was never meant to be about this.
Harry Carey.
There's been an emergency.
Unworthy.
My best friend has killed himself.
Can you describe the problem with him, please?
Well, I think it started up top and it's coming out of his belly now.
Is there any way you can stop the contusions?
I'll put my mouth in it, I'll see what it does. Oh, it tastes... Oh, what is that?
What is the age of the gentleman in question?
He's anywhere between 30 and 50. He's about 7 foot tall, and he blends into the night like a demon.
Does he have any history of this sort of behaviour before?
Oh, yeah, this happens every show.
In fact, I recognise this voice.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this Ned?
Hey, Tom, hey, is that
what's
you?
Up, man?
Excellent, yeah, good to hear you again.
Ask if he's got any plugs.
Do you have any plugs?
I do. It's me.
Well,
it's
then
Riley.
Plug Talal up.
All right, Talal. I'll tell you all about this. You can catch me personally on my Twitter at Riley Medintia. You can spell my name by looking on the descripto.
Yeah.
I'm in a group called Other People's Children, Greatest Name Alive. We have a monthly show that we're going to do in March, April, May. I can't remember the dates because we literally just booked it like yesterday.
At my venue.
No, the Lion of Unicorn Theater. You can find that at Other Child.
An actual theater.
And an actual theater. Okay, sorry, yeah, buddy. We are big time,
no,
honey.
That's fine.
And you can also catch me performing personally at Talal's Bar. I'll be there every night doing the strip show in the billiards room.
Consolation.
And that's it. And those are my blogs, baby.
Thanks, Riley. James!
Hello. So I've got a couple of things.
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is running.
I mean, that's...
But it's not as good as anymore, I've heard. I've heard, like, in the last few months, it's kind of dry.
I'll do past books. I'll do stuff I did in the past.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, go and see the show I haven't been in for 8 months. and my regular improv troupe is Multiverse Improv, which is at Multiverse Improv. We have a regular night, first Wednesday of every month, in Brixton at the Market House. So keep an eye on Twitter for that and other dates. Also, I'm in the Nursery Originals show Heads Might Roll, which is happening in March.
What's that about?
It's an improvised independent inquiry.
Ooh. So, that's amazing. Oh.
Which I joined on the strength of the title. and it's a really fun and humorous.
It's called Heads Might Roll.
Heads Might Roll, because as we, you know, as we all know from inquiries, they probably won't. So that's quite cool.
Chilcot.
Like a noddy Winston. Other nodding inquiries. Dog.
Yeah.
Levis.
What? Churchill?
Nodding dog. Not quite rolled.
Yes. Great. Fucking A. Is that all?
That's all. I mean, I'm doing improvathon as well, but this will probably go out after that. So,
have you mentioned your Twitter and stuff?
Yeah, I should say my show's on tomorrow if this is going out live.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm also. My Twitter is at James Lalasha.
There we go.
So follow me. Why
there
not?
There you go. Yeah. I'll put all your Twitters in the description, all right? Cool. All right, let's get on with our final segment. We're going to finish the show. We normally start with a blues because, you know, you start with a low and there's only up from there. But we're actually going to end the show with a blues now. And we're going to lament today any of the topics from the show that might be blues worthy. You know what I mean? Let's just see what happens. Look, we're just going to do a blues. All right, we'll start with you, Robin. You didn't start anything today.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You can start this one.
Yeah.
Let's fucking do it. This is a Lil Show Blues. We're not sure what it's about yet. We're going to find out as it goes. Robin, there's a little intro to it. Don't forget. Please enjoy yourself. Uh!
Here we go.
Sat here on this sofa, hearing about Talal's daddy, and all about how he played handball at 63.
63.
What a strong man.
Strong man.
With a strong value.
Got those values.
I just hope that he doesn't. Pee.
Don't
on court.
Pee. Don't pee.
On court.
Daddy.
Yeah. Take it away, James. Take it away, James. James, James, James.
Talking about communism. Well, it'll cause a schism. And if you got any kind of rhythm, don't be talking about no communism. Oh, it turns good people bad. And it'll turn you really rad. Yeah, waving the red flag.
Hey, you hear about Lenin?
That shouldn't be your bag.
Imagine all the people.
No, I don't like that communism.
Strong walls.
No, you don't got no rhythm.
Got no rhythm, got no rhythm.
No.
Give it to me, man, to see ya.
Well, yeah, you know I'm a door-to-door salesman.
Knock, knock.
And I'm handing out my plastic Tupperware.
Who's that?
Yeah. Uh-huh, baby, now. Baby, well, you know that they seal in their freshness with the lids. Mm-hmm. But the only thing I'm interested in is touching your kids, baby.
Oh, here we go,
I'm a pedophile, baby.
He's one of the good ones.
Oh. And I ain't selling porn, no, baby. It's a book without the word acorn.
No, no, no!
You know it, baby. Let me go touch up those kitties now.
Listen to me!
I picked up the latest edition of the Junior Dictionary.
Oh, oh, oh.
And I gotta tell you, baby, the level of quality was pretty weak.
Sub-zero, baby.
I'm
ice cold.
So weak. Oh, see that?
They got rid of so many natural words like acorn, adder, and pistachio, and conker. Replace it with things like thank and on fleek. Oh, yeah.
On fleek. On fleek. On fleek. On fleek. On fleek. On fleek.
Just wondering what's happening to these kids' brains. They're boiling up and becoming so very meek. Those kids don't know how to speak.
Yeah. What's words? I forget.
Well, it's the Lil Show Blues. Got the Lil Show Blues.
We got the Lil
Thank you very much for tuning in, my friends. That's been the Lil Show. What a show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I hope you join in next week. Oh, my God. We've got incredible stuff coming on. The next show is probably going to be our birthday show. 3 years of the Lil Show.
Happy birthday to you, baby. Oh,
so I'll be reporting I do this every year. Next month I'll be reporting from an extremely exotic location across the world.
Hallelujah.
Doing a third birthday edition of the Lil Show. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Lil Show out.
You're listening to
K2K, K2K